What's going on, everybody? It's your boy JC2Bless, and welcome to me and my wife's podcast, Nothing But the Truth. Today, I'm going to be talking about basically my thoughts on education, on how it is now compared to how it is back in the day, and also how it was from my experience, and now how it is for the experiences for the new generation today. You know, back in the day when we used to have education, I went to Catholic school from fifth grade when they pulled me out of public school and put me in Catholic school all the way up to basically high school. When I graduated, I went to all high school for boys here in Pennsylvania, Northeast Catholic, which is no longer an open school anymore. They still open, but under a different school now. It's like a private slash charter school. But I found that education through time has changed a lot, because back then, like, you know, you had to pay yearly for the education, to pay for the uniforms, the books and everything like that. But it was very strict as far as appearance. It was like basically preparing you for, like they say, for the world today once you become a young man. A lot of things I learned, you know, back then, I feel like it's not applied now, because a lot of things back then, history and you know, since I went to a Catholic school, an extra class that they don't give now is like theology, marine biology, for an example. Everything switches as, you know, the years progress, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and so forth. But I think education now with this whole funding thing as well, and this is all basically my opinion, but I'm always honest with everything. The whole thing with education today, how I feel is, you know, I don't agree with it at all because of the fact of how it is. I look at it like now you're basically going to school. School is not basically an education anymore. It's now a fashion where, you know, the majority of students that go, you know, go for, like I said, a fashion, you know, as far as what they wear, you know, clothing-wise, school, shoe-wise, and, you know, instead of a necessity, it's more of a luxury, like cell phones, iPhone being one of the top phones that kids use today. Teachers, as far as that, I don't feel like they educate the kids as the way they should. And that's me being totally honest on my opinion, because, you know, now it's just like basically they tell you, read this, complete this packet, and that's it. And you don't learn anything from that. You don't take nothing from that. And I feel as though it's like, you know, it's a waste of time. A lot of schools would shock me now. I know we're in a global economy and everything, this, that, and the third. But my opinion is, especially where I'm at in Pennsylvania, like they say, the budget. You know what I mean? Like it's always a problem. It's always, you know, the budget this, the budget that. We don't have enough funding for books and everything like that. But, you know, to the point where they can't pay teachers in full on based on salary, even when they were on that strike where anybody who worked government-wise, it could have been police officer, firefighter, teacher, or whatever the case may be. It was the same thing with teachers, you know. It was no money coming in. And I feel as though, like, a lot of teachers who used to love the passion and have the passion to teach and really educate the generation today, they don't educate the generation anymore because they lost that passion. And that's due to how society has changed. And it don't matter from what kind of culture, what race, it don't matter from what type of school. But I feel like everything is changing for the worse, in my opinion, when it comes to the education. Same thing with college. You know, I went to a college and then didn't finish. Went actually to Temple, then I went and got my degree there for real estate. Then I took a training, which was a year and almost 3 months, and studied medical assistant and got my certification and licensing as a MA and a phlebotomist. I look at that also as being, I don't regret it because it was something new. I don't regret it because it was something that I did that was, you know, I liked it, I loved it, but the education as far as, you know, the cost of it and everything like that after that, and then as far as getting a job, that's the problem. It is, you know, they ask for 2 years experience prior when you do your internship, which mine was only a year. So it's like, it's kind of hard when you want somebody to work in that field and then they tell you, well, we'll help you find work and fix your resume. 90% of them don't. And then the trade school I went to for that, they ended up closing down to a lot of personal, you know, funding issues and everything like that. So it was a lot of funny things. But yeah, like I was saying earlier, to the education that I was speaking about in the part one, you know, education now, you know what I mean? Even in college, you just get stuck with debts and everything like that. And it's hard to find a job, especially, you know, out here in Philadelphia, unless you got a, I look at it not just here, but anywhere else. Unless you have somebody that you know that could get you in, like to the career, like, you know, in the job wise related. But other than that, I don't, you know, see it happening. You just get stuck with debts on top of debts, and it's a shame. And it shouldn't be like that. But unfortunately, you know, that's how the new, I don't want to say society, but in a way, yeah, it is that society in the new day and age and how we live today and everything like that. But it is rough because you got a lot of people that put so much money into everything, and then it's like they're wasting their time doing that because they don't get nothing out of it. You know what I mean? And they spend hours and hours of studying and, you know, education to, you know, go far in life, whether they further their education to a higher degree or not. You know, you still have to pay. So an education is an education. And, you know, to this day, they don't understand that meaning. You know what I mean? And I, my opinion, you know what I mean? Like I always say, always the truth on my opinions, like, it's messed up. They need to change where things could be different and everything like that, because it needs to happen. You know, you got people getting by with a regular 9-to-5. You know, we all got jobs just to maintain, you know what I mean? But, you know, a lot of people are leaving their jobs. And out here where I'm from, for an example, you know, being out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a lot of people, you know, you got Lyft and Uber drivers, which are taxi drivers, you know, everywhere making great money. You got people leaving their regular jobs for those type of jobs. And, you know, I don't knock that down because that's something that I'm even doing, because on a financial note, you make more money. Yeah, you got to put your money aside and all for the taxes. So when that comes and everything, you got to pay your due on that. But, you know, you don't have to work for the man. You know what I mean? And then even when you work a regular 9-to-5, they just abuse the crap out of you and treat you like if you're not a human. You know what I mean? They treat you like if you're a dog, and that's something that don't fly by me, and I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, especially when you got a family to take care of, you know, you got to provide for your kids, your wife, you know, with a roof and paying the bills and food and clothing. People think like a paycheck on a 9-to-5 in society today goes a long way. It don't. Do you have to make it go a long way? Yeah, by stretching it, because you have to extend it into a long way and stretch it to where it gets like that. But other than that, do you have that today in society? Like I said, no, you don't have that today, because it's different. And, you know, point being said, like, I don't see nothing ever getting better. You know what I mean? I see it getting worse. And if not worse, staying the same. And it's a shame, because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people lose a lot of things that they worked so hard for many years. Their house, paying on a car note, you know, everything is with money, man. It's always been. And, you know, I'm not a racist, I'm a realist. They're always going to consider us, the Latinos, at the bottom of the food chain, like if we can never get on the level or be equal with people and people coming together. But you, unfortunately, people want that. And a lot of people do protests and everything, but you will never see that. And that's something that, you know, it's a shame. But, yeah, that's, those are my thoughts and everything like that. You know what I mean? It's your boy, JC2Bless. I'll definitely be putting up another podcast episode either tonight or tomorrow, depending on what the topic is about, because it'll be a nice long topic and everything. But other than that, you know what I mean? Subscribe to my channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at JC2Bless. Me and my wife's podcast. You could type in Carlos and Vanessa. You know, our podcast name, Nothing But The Truth. And that's what we go straight give you. Nothing but the truth all day, every day. All right, so it's JC2Bless, and catch you on the next one. Peace.